أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Today is Thursday, July 31st, 2025. Peter Gomez, wallahi, when I was going to Gambia High School, there were few broadcasters in the Gambia that I looked up to. Peter Gomez was one of them. Peter had a beautiful voice. He still commands the same voice, I think. Language from Peter's mouth, his lungs, sounds great. Sometimes even better than the British, the English themselves. I'm not saying language command or his phraseologies and his language skills. No. I'm talking about his intonation. The way English sounds in Peter's lungs, definitely from his mouth. But Peter, we have to speak the truth. Gambia is at a volatile, extremely volatile state right now, tribally charged. Peter, Gambia right now is tribally charged. When we have a sitting president who proclaimed in a very silly, stupid way, on record, the cameras are rolling, that president blamed his laws on Mandinkas. He said, from where to where, he has realized that all the places, all the constituencies where Mandinkas dominate, he lost in all those constituents. That's what he said. I'm just paraphrasing. But the tapes are there, the records are still there. Anybody could rewind and listen. That is coming from the head of state. Prior to that, Dembo Biafos, when they were so scared of losing in 2021 presidential elections, what did Dembo Biafos do? We all know. The records are there. Another diatribe against a tribe. Another explicit projection of what is within themselves on others. Others, in this case, the Mandinka tribe. I'm not a Mandinka, and I'm not here to hold briefs for any Mandinka. I'm here to hold briefs for Gambia and our common good. Peter Gomez, you are wrong, sir. Wallahi, you are very, very, very wrong. The mobile first feel again on 2021, Peter, yengako, bofeke, lingai neka di bako. As a legacy, you've been doing this for years. You never living under a rock. Dembo Biafos, limifumusa wa. Presidential election 2021, ya karna, ler na man nanyi, ne, yengako, te digang waka won. Dembo Biafos mune. There are certain people, nyom nyoy mandinkas, ñom suñ fu wiiné dinañ daha jolay dem kasamas poli dem jiné yenañ yi dem fenen dugana fi gënana fele yeg nga lolu. Gambia has been tribally charged. This it festered when Yaya Jammeh came out and sent Sabali to Jerjes to make certain pronouncements against a particular tribe. I am a Jola by birth. My mom is Sarahule. I may be very stupid, but I don't have a low IQ to be tribally charged or tribally inclined. I'm a citizen of this world, so I'm not going to stoop that low. Dembo Biafos feel again on muwah lo khamne nyawna. That was 2021. Against who? Against the same tribe, Mandinkas. This one. Li pruma bamtu watu kosa. Hangalala gachala. 2021, bete yinyata atla. Did that happen a century ago? No. Within the same decade, the same NPP, government, the chief executive, and the commander-in-chief in this particular case, Adama Barrow, Mamchi Papam, Filagenon, Mune. From what point, from point A in the Gambia to point B, fim nyaka si elections yep deki sosay lañ anam borom mom moko wax si lamine la la gina si lamine lam la gina. You see this venom against Mandinkas? Peter, Gambia has been tribally charged. Adambaro bimtoge bataye, apart from 2016, all these elections, he tries to make sure, you know, he brings up, or his people will bring up these tribal sentiments just to scare people. All these UDP people, these are Mandinkas. That's what their subconscious now is in the open. They cannot hide it anymore. Eh, busy music. Peter, Gambia is tribally charged, and this is very, very dangerous. The trajectory is heading to a very dangerous climax. To sit here and say, oh, let's pray nyani jama nganya nganeka di nyan yalla pour mu mañu jama fek yangi your kerosene wala essence ak almet di tal dekk bi after ngane an nyan pour ñu am jama lolu yalla nyan bobu du soti yalla du ko nangu. This little kid that you interviewed, the musician, I cannot name one of his songs. Just like I cannot name one of most Gambian musicians. Wallahi, I don't listen to them. Gambia has been so backward. But you know, when somebody lives in a bubble, they think that they all that. I'm not saying all Gambians. No. Apart from Jaliba Kuyate, Lalo Keba Darame, Demba Konta, this son, Rahimahullah, Akele, Papi Ki, Ngom, this Abdul Kabir, Musa Ngom, these are real organic musicians. They don't have to force themselves. They can perform on a global stage, not in front of kids. They can perform classical songs. They can perform in an international competition to represent Gambia. And you will not have to worry about listening to a dirty lyric or a substandard lyric or composition or melody. These Jaliba Kuyate, they don't understand what he says. Can you speak the same of the rest of the other musicians we have in the Gambia? Of course, I don't know all of them. Gambia, in the arts, football, we just came out. For the first time in our history, we qualified to the African Cup of Nations. For the first time in our history. So Gambia, every academics, we are backward. Industrialization, we are backward. Music, we are backward. Everything, even politics, we are backward. Dim-witted, mediocrity. So when you have a kid in front of you, Peter Gomez, who is living in some personal fables, muna dafa warona tollu fo xamne tollu fa tolangut fa fum nek ne ci jamono ji, so mu ngey query lolu sa kanam muna la motalu lolu lu waral lolu moy he doesn't have the support of the majority Mandinka tribe. Oh, they are there to bring him down. I'm paraphrasing, not only that, I am inferring from his statements. Why is it that whenever somebody fails in the Gambia, not whenever, but often when somebody fails, from a head of state to who, when they fail, do they blame a particular tribe? Yajami came out here, even though the bulk of APRC supporters, I was a journalist at the Daily Observer. I covered all these political parties from DOI to GD, not GDC, at that time there was no GDC, from APRC to UDP to DOI to any political party at that time. I covered all of them. In fact, the first ever coalition talks, it was my headline. I wrote it, August of 2001, August of 2001, Sirleaf Diba had a confrontation with the UDP, and then they called a press conference. I had to go to Sirleaf's house to cover that. In our history, why is it that when Yahya Jammeh was having some frustrations about some election stuff, or maybe some politicking stuff, he blamed the Mandinkas for not liking him? Yes, every tribe has its own bad apples. I am a Jola because my dad was Jola. In our Jola community, we had our bad apples. Yeah, of course. We have some that refuse to even speak
other languages. Yeah, we have those. Not a lot. Because Njola, you know, ni mansumat Njola community. A lot of us, you know, especially in the Jawara days, Bindan, Lulang Dan Def. A lot of Jolas and in the army and the police, because they have very limited opportunities. Baila ak yefim Bindan ak jang, right? So that didn't make a lot of Jolas refuse to speak other languages. If I can speak Wolof a little bit, and I speak Mandinka very fluently, and I speak some few other languages, that speaks volumes. Every ethnicity, every tribe, they have their bad apples. Yes, there are Mandinkas that are ultra-tribalists. Yes, I've seen that. They see tribe in many things. Yes, but there are Fulas also that are ultra-tribalists. There are Jolas that are ultra-tribalists. There are Sarahulis the same way. There are Jahangas the same way. If you come to America here, the same. Human beings are like that. They're like that. Not all the time. It ain't supposed to be like that, though. But unfortunately, it's what it is. Okay? Peter, you have somebody who is young enough probably to be your grandson. I think this kid is young enough to be Peter's grandson. Don't quote me on that, but I have a feeling that if Peter is old enough to be almost my dad's age, if Peter is old enough to be almost my dad or my elder uncle's age, then Peter is old enough to be this kid's grandfather. This kid, Ki Hamudarandesan, this is just a young kid with a personal fable, what they call in psychology, personal fable. I'm not saying they don't have skill, no, but Gambia, in the Gambian context, very few Gambian musicians are globally skillful, like worldwide performance, they can live up to that expectation. No, very few Gambian musicians. That's only Jalib Akweri and Demba Konta and Abdul Kadir Laingom and Elina Shif. These are like, you know, world musical, you know, standard performers. You know, they can perform anywhere in this world. You take your Gambian, these kids that are coming up to, noise is not music, okay? But I don't have to criticize them. That's what they can do. Fine, that's fine. But it should not force us to worry about a tribal chaos in our country. Ngirlan, there's a little kid who is sitting in front of a full-grown grandfather, old as Peter Gomez, spewing something as dangerous as his statements. And Peter is just there as a vehicle, as a conveyor belt, you know, telling him, you know, yeah, anything that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Really? So Peter, you concur with his nonsense? Really? That's what you told the kid. Anything that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Instead of telling the kid, oh, okay, can we rephrase? Oh, can we? In fact, cut him off. Tell him, okay, let's talk about something else. Or can we make it nicer? There are media houses in the Gambia. When you call Member Caring, if you try to curse or if you try to say a statement that is like tribally charged, Pamud will cut you off. They will tell you, no, Tolbeko Taja. And I don't think Kerfatu would allow anything to that effect either. Okay? The same negative effect, right? As tribalist, as dangerously ordered as that kid did the other day in front of you, Peter. Peter, I admire you, but you're wrong. Uncle, wallahi, you are wrong. You're wrong this time. You're very, very wrong. Again, your language, when you speak English, it's just beautiful. I just love to listen to Peter speak. But Peter, just like the kid living in personal fables, if you think that, because I heard you say, some people threaten to boycott you. I don't know who those people are. And you said, yeah, let them boycott you. In fact, that would be very good if those people don't listen to you. Peter, if you offend the Mandinka community in the Gambia, I guarantee, Peter, West Coast will come down. If all Mandinkas stop listening to you, and anyone that has Mandinka blood, if they boycott, a media house was boycotted here a few years ago, they're still going through the pain. Peter, don't live in personal fables, please. Don't live on some fantasy line. Gambia is too small. Gambia's economy cannot even support a media house fully, just like Senegal and some other countries. We just 2.5 million, barely 3 million. We're not even 3 million yet. Peter, you see all these artists, no matter how big they are, find out how many Gambian artists remain successful for a long time. To find out. 10 years, find out. Apart from Jalib Akweri. Find out. Peter, Gambia is so small and we are so backward, we cannot support, we cannot even grow our own food, we cannot even feed ourselves easily.
let alone support a musician with their lifestyle, their Hollywood lifestyle. Because the car they want to drive as a musician, as an artist, who is going to put fuel essence in the car? And if you organize a show, let's say you organize a show and the whole stadium is full. Gambia Stadium is how many? Take capacity. How many artists can fill up a stadium? How many artists can fill up SSP? Even if you make 1 million and the lifestyle you want to live as a so-called Gambian celebrity, you keep consuming, you keep spending that money. How many shows can you organize in a year? How much would you make? You see where I'm going? Where you see where this conversation is going? Let alone a media house, Peter. Advertisers cannot sustain you and your lifestyle if half of your audience decide to boycott you. Half of your audience, if they decide to boycott you, if that half decides to boycott you, Peter, you no more. The little advertisement you may have from the borough government, kudos. Can you guarantee that borough is going to be there forever? No. Peter, I used to work for gigantic media houses. Wallahi, the Daily Observer was the biggest media house in our history. GRS could not compare. Our salary scale was bigger than GRS. Everything was bigger. The Daily Observer. So I know how advertisements work, and I know how to sustain a media house financially. I know how the bulk of our money was coming from. I knew it. So unless if you live in some fantasy world, some fantasy land, filled with some personal fables, Bengaine Fimatolute. You know, people that are successful, they don't easily utter these phrases, well, this sentence, Fimatolute. Fangatolu. Peter Tolu lo fen, so de me Senegal, sir. You know, Peter, let's. Allahu Akbar. Peter, even Senegal, they will not recognize you. It's just that Gambia, we are so mediocre, we are backward in everything. We're just emerging from the gutters. And now Baro is pushing us back into that gutter. Peter, told you offended? Peter, you were never covering political issues. You were never talking to the issues that are seminal to Gambia. Peter, you were just an announcer, and then you had a sports program with Malik Jones. I just love to listen to your voice, Peter's voice and Malik Jones' voice, rahimahullah. Peter, to your friend, gana ulolo. Ngane finger tolo. So, bengane, yange ote ninyo prunyo boycott la. Oh, Peter, personal fact. Come on. Peter, wallahi, mark my words. If you orchestrate, if this boycott, Peter, don't jek suma digante ak yalla, inshallah. Peter, you just started. Look at your WCR subscription. You have barely 15,000 subscribers. La ilaha illallah. 15,000 subscribers. People have millions of subscribers worldwide. Peter, so cross a board and get them Senegal, sir. Do you never recognize Senegal? They have a special spite against Gambians. They don't care about you. Surtout America fi nga ñow fi wala fenen. Nobody knows you over there. If you go to Senegal in the sub region, who cares about you? But the cloud that Djaliba Kouyaté commands is huge. He has a worldwide global following. You go to England, Touabi Denko Ham. You come to America, many people know him that are not Gambian. Youssou N'Dour has the same clout. But Peter, why is it that a Gambian gets too much in his head so quickly? Peter, you just started this broadcast inviting people on a talk show. Peter, you never did that on GRTS to cover political issues. Peter, you never talked to power. My entire stint as a journalist in the Gambia, from 1999, Bema by Gambia, Peter never covered political issues where he will call people, guest speakers to come and talk. Is that why, Peter, when you invited Batambidu, you allowed him to deliver his philippic? You allow him, maybe he was reading from a script. But I counted, he was going on probably 28, 34 minutes uninterrupted with his nonsense. You don't even know how to interrogate. You know, I don't think, Peter, you understand journalism. Journalism is not announcing, sitting at GRTS, hey, this is Radio Gambia, ngakibaro somebody. Lolo journalism, that's just a state broadcaster. Okay? So maybe you have too much GRTS in your blood. Maybe. Because GRTS never interrogated the issues or protagonists and antagonists of those same issues that are seminal to our well-being, your children and their children's future. Peter, maybe it's just part of your DNA. You are so used to that benign culture of so-called journalism where you don't even practice journalism. All you do is just sit down and announce, or you do a sports program.
Peter, the journalism I am used to, you confront people of power so that they will be straightforward. They will not play with our money like Barrow and his cronies have been doing. Is that why you invite Ibrahim? I don't want to name their names. These people, a lot of them are buffoons. No wonder Gambia is going down. Wallahi. Peter Gomez, this little kid who was spewing that garbage against a particular tribe in the Gambia. Peter, you could have told the kid, you could have even teased him. If you had any word of wisdom, you could have told the kid, after getting right on to the gun, okay, we're going to change course. Oh, you can just politely show your audience and the kid that, no, that's a no-go area. Let's not do that because this is, Gambia is tribally charged today, so nang referral sunyu waje. Lila pamudu de def, hani pampanderim baisa def koran def, you know? I think Kerfatu, if this kid was being interviewed on Kerfatu, somebody would have told him, money, nani rafetal wahi. So really, this has potential to ignite Gambia, to set Gambia on fire. Peter, if this was another country, people would have been in the streets. But you know, Gambia regular. After you came inside, if Momodu Trodabo called these people together, did you orchestrate that? Did you do that? You're gonna claim that award also? That it was thanks to West? Really? No, Peter, if Trodabo did that, even if it was at your behest that these two kids came together, this guy, the little kid who went there and spewed his nonsense, Peter, it had potential to set Gambia on fire. And this is going to go down in our records. Any day Gambia, may God forbid, but any day Gambia descends into any tribal chaos, may God forbid, wallahi, Peter, you're going to be part of that history. What? Why? People collect data. People look at precursors. People look at the history. People look at the immediate factors that led to something. People look at all those. People analyze history. Okay? Peter, you're going to be part of that bad, negative history. That this kid was sitting in front of you. You had all the liberty to instruct him. It is your platform. You could have told the kid, "Mane, nanyu rafetal waji." Why you? Yang koy encourage. Because maybe this is in your heart. And then after that, you went on with your own nonsense, your own garbage. Fuma tolu. Fanga tolu, Peter, tojo fen. Tolu lo fen. This is just Gambia where you can say fuma tolu. 15,000 subscribers, really? Finger tolu. And abu feke, your GRTS thing that I admire, when you were at GRTS, but you were never a journalist. That was just an announcer. Peter, you never interrogated power. And I will never hold you at ransom for that, because GRTS, working at GRTS, we all know you cannot speak to power. You cannot. There was no way you could have done that, even in Jawara days, to be bringing government guests and interrogate them, you know, with harsh language, not harsh language, but at least talk to them, talk to power. We understood you could not do that during Jammeh's days. Don't come out and tell me, in fact, I was fired from GRTS because Jammeh this, Jammeh that, that. Don't, no, we don't hold anything against you during your GRTS. In fact, I admired you when you were at GRTS. When you lost your GRTS position, as people that were around me, I decried it, wallahi. I said Gambia has lost probably the best voice in broadcasting. You, Boram Boj, Jena Banyang, these are the people, come on, man. Peter Gomez, Jena Banyang, Boram Boj. When I was a kid, I used to listen to this. English sounds fantastic on their tongue. These people, when they open their mouth to speak English, subhanallah. Man, and then also Nene McDowell, right? These have been my stars. Peter, I still look up to you when it comes to voice intonation. It's just that Gambia is such a backward country, and you, Peter, don't even know how backward you are and how backward Gambia is. That's why you ngana nyo fima tolo. Fanga tolo, yeramulo Gambia, access society, how backward you are. You don't even have oxygen in your hospitals. People are dying. Somebody called me here the other day, decrying the death of somebody he knew at Brikama Hospital because they simply don't have an oxygen tubing or a supplemental oxygen. Peter, you know, probably you don't even know. Maybe you're going to say health is not my thing, da 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 da. But oxygen is just like a basic thing. It's just like nga osa bopa man sampakat nigla man masong la why I'm a truel. Why how malan wala how malan moy cement? You know that's macabre, right? So oxygen is just a basic necessity. It's just a basic supply in a hospital, no matter how poor that hospital is. But Gambia could not even cater to oxygen supplies. You often hear people decrying the fact that even at RVH, they ration oxygen. They used to ration gloves. This is not anything related to COVID or its impacts. We don't have any COVID no more. But somebody just died at Brigham Hospital. Somebody who was related to a big shot in the Gambia, he perished over there because no oxygen tubing or oxygen supplemental oxygen tank. Nathan, Peter, why wouldn't you call these government ministers? They are being paid per diem. Bakary Baji, he paid his wife per diem. He himself per diem for something they never even attended. Peter, why don't you call? You see the importance of journalism? Because that money could have, how many oxygen tanks could have been afforded from that money? Peter, you see the importance of journalism? You know, no wonder, if you are an announcer or you have Jartes journalism in your blood, I'm not belittling Jartes, wallahi. That's what they could do. That, you know, Jammeh was there, you know, look, they could not interrogate Jammeh. They could not. I used to interview, whenever we had to interview, I remember a day, Jammeh was coming from Senegal. I still have a picture of me and some other journalists that have now passed away. We were at the airport. Jammeh came from the plane, and Jartes were there. Whenever I was there, Jartes people, they were like timid. They could not talk to Jammeh. I was the one who was talking to Jammeh. Can you imagine? I have a picture of that. If you need a photograph of that, I can easily publish it. Wallahi. So I don't blame Jartes, because that's the culture. It's a state broadcaster. And granted, any country that you go to, the state broadcaster, they don't go against the government. And even if they love the government, anytime they open their mouth to tell the government a little bit of a truth, they're going to lose their job. So we that's why we never criticize you guys. But today, what you're doing, Peter, you in the private sector. West Coast is not owned by the government. If you're trying to posture to the Barrow government or try to spew something that can set Gambia on fire, anything that can set Gambia ablaze, Peter, we're going to tell you the truth, brother. Wallahi, we will. Okay? After I'm gonna golo rekla, da nigga di yeg, right? I'm just paraphrasing. So kamo golo, you referring to these critics? They say, Peter, so nyonyu golo lang. Peter, some of those people are in the diaspora. They don't have to grapple with power cuts. They don't have to worry about oxygen tubing not being at the hospital. A lot of these people, wallahi, that was you. You know, so you marry, they don't have access to the internet. A lot of your viewers, do you know they are in the diaspora, Peter? They son, you know, Peter, this, oh, Peter, you have failed me. I watched this and I'm like, is this really Peter? Peter, I could see some amount of arrogance. I could discern some arrogance, some delusion. Peter, Gambia, I don't know, you have to help Gambia. Wallahi, go anywhere. Peter, you've never lived abroad. Don't tell me I've just boarded a plane. I went to Wales. Peter, you've not lived in America or England or any developed world for 20, 30 years. There are Gambians that can lecture you about this world. Nobody, you know, when people ask me, where is Gambia? They cannot even find Gambia on the map. You have to instruct Tubabisa, let them pull it up on their cell phone, and you have to help them. Put you just Fana Gambia, put you say Fana Gambia Neka. So you decandor Senegal, def you help. Senegal did a wall, they opened their stadium. Billahi wallahi talay Macky Sall ak Adama Barrow sen digante fum tollu won te Adama Barrow sa suné muné Macky Sall suma sehandor wala suma li suma brother suma lele. Okay, Macky Sall, did he interview Adama? Did they invite Gambian footballers to go over? Even one player, did they invite even one Gambian player to go and grace that occasion? They invited all kinds of players from Africa, but not a single Gambian player. And Peter, you used to cover sports a lot. Peter, did you raise that question? Did you? If you did, I was not aware. But why am I bringing this up? To show you that even Sunyu Dekando, the new herb, they hold us in absolute spite. I bought the same vehicle with Senegalese. They Gambia, you know, Gambia. I used to lose the same kir in Westfield area with Senegalese. Gambia, they are hustling in the Gambia, but the hair is so immense that they cannot hide it. Gambia, you are hustling in the Gambia. You still telling me Gambia, then gain the demalfele. Peter, that's how. Why am I bringing this up? Not for you to fight you know, pick up an axe to grind with the Senegalese. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you this so that you understand the depth at which, the depth of the spite other people have on Gambians, for Gambians, or about Gambians. Our country is in a very sad situation. Peter, you have a platform. You invited Bartambidi the other day to spew his nonsense, like he's reading from a script, his Jeremiah nonsense. And you sitting there like a, you know, I'm gonna golay. I don't want to utter any invectives. I'm gonna rise above that. Wallahi, Peter, you have let me down. You have let your mentee down, a mentee that you have never mentored. But I'm like, in my head, I used to look up to Peter. Wallahi, but Peter, I will tell you the truth. And then after you try to pander to the Wolof speaking people by bringing in some Wolof, hamga golo 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 rekla golo golo rekla muna don, you know, dafa yegreg dafa nek da yegreg da nek di yegreg, really, so that you think that your Wolof fan base over Peter. A lot of people that watch your show, they are in the diaspora. Peter, they are the one that have 24-hour internet access. Most Gambians, this is almost August. Most Gambians are worried about the next mail, Peter. So, you know, we don't have the Nelson's rating in the Gambia. It's going to be very, very difficult. Unless if you go to YouTube would tell you the demographics, okay, of your viewership. Peter, but apart from YouTube or Facebook, you have no other way, because you still have analog West Coast. We don't have a rating system in the Gambia. You cannot pinpoint your audience. How many are Mandinka? But if this was America, they could tell you each household that tunes to your show. Peter, wallahi, I have a hunch that a lot of your viewership on YouTube is going to be like diaspora. Gambians are busy trying to fight to put food on the table. Peter, our country is in a very, very volatile, tribally charged point, situation, condition right now. Peter, let's use our head. If you have something, I've never heard you utter even a single Mandinka word. Wallahi. I don't know where you live, but it's very possible that if that town, if you were not invited there, or your ancestors were not invited there by Mandinkas, it may be the Jollas gave it to your people. Peter, we don't have to dig that history that too hard. Wallahi, Peter. It's very, very possible. And all, you know, Gambia is very, very small. Peter, it's very possible. I don't know whether you grew up in Marakisa or Kiti or Dar Silame or somewhere. All I have to do is just call somebody in those areas, and they will tell me when Peter's father came or Peter's grandfather came, blah, 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 blah. It was the Jabankunda, Dar Silame that gave them land. Peter, it's very possible those are Mandinkas or they are Jollas or something. Peter, I've never heard you utter a single Mandinka word. I'm not going to hold that against you. Wallahi, I will not. But Peter, nani bay sañ xébaaté ni ak Peter, wallahi, Peter, go and watch yourself again, the show that you did with the kid who was attacking Mandinkas. You want to target a special outreach and you fail short of it, and you trying to blame those people for not following you? Really? And you call them, you think it is because of tribalism? Jaliba kwete ñata way la way pro Wolof yi ak Pol yi. Jaliba kwete, how many times did he sing a song for Fulas, for Wolof? Amadou Samba Sosela, Jalba Kore Dafko Woyal, Amadou Samba, Amadou Osegil Nga Gambia, Amadou Samba, the song for Amadou Samba, Jalba Kore Wolof La, Domi Wolof La. So if this kid sits in front of you, Peter, to spew that tribal nonsense, Peter, wallahi, the least you could do is just to redirect the conversation. You refuse to do it. Instead, you were encouraging him. Yeah, 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 it will keep you strong. Anything that could not kill you will keep you strong. I'm just paraphrasing Peter. Allahu Akbar. Jarba kata nyata wayla wayal poli, sumamboki poli. Moro balde banna, buba balde banna. Nyamina sambando nganyima ayense wondi. When I was little, sumatami khalele in the 80s. How many songs did Jarba kata sing for non-Mandinkas? How many? Tons of them. You cannot count them. Aminata Jallo Jeri, Kute Jombolo, Mata Jawo, Sibo Mariama, Dudu Njai, Bakar Njai Saraba. How many Wolof people did Jalba Kwete weigh? Peter. So Peter, who is really tribalist? But I have never heard Peter with all his broadcast voice, close to 40 years or over 40 years, Peter, I have never heard Peter utter a single Mandinka word. Listen. So can I try Balisfi? You live in the Gambia. You, if you were born and raised in the Gambia, you spend all your life in the Gambia. Peter, in fact, correct me if I am wrong. I thought I heard you say you cannot even speak their language or blah, 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 blah. Peter, what does that tell you? You live your life in a majority Mandinka country. You could not even utter a single sentence in Mandinka. What does that tell you? There are Bakwe boys, they go to Italy. In 2 months, they start speaking Italian. There are Bakwe boys, they go to Belgium. In a few months, they start speaking Belgian, even if they're going to butcher the language. Peter, one day, bring a broadcast where Peter Gomez uttered a single Mandinka sentence. I'll be very, very thankful. If you think I'm a Mandinka, you just keep kidding yourself. Just like the bubble that you've just exposed your bubble. You're living in a bubble. You're thinking, Akfima Tolu. Fanga Tolu. Danga Fanga Dafa. Danga Toy. Peter, wallahi, thanks to the internet, people started watching you, and I love that because I wanted to call somebody years ago. Peter, my people work for they work at the West Coast. Some of them, my I don't want to go deep. Let me just keep quiet, okay? Let me just keep it. But Gambia is in a very, very hard situation, Peter. The last thing we want is tribal chaos. Peter, I don't borrow tell Nasunyu Ports Authority zero for Dara. You never call anybody to quiz them, to interrogate them. I don't think, maybe you don't have the brilliance, the intelligence to fathom that, you know what? The Ports Authority is Gambia's backbone. It is our gateway to the rest of the world because we're surrounded by another country on three fronts. Peter, Gambia could be a maritime giant. As tiny as we are, we could have been a maritime giant. I used to call Joe Bate. I used to interview Joe Bate to draw his attention back to the comparative advantage we have, that we can exercise. Something that the British saw. That's why they had to put their, you know, British Empire power to acquire Gambia, to kick the French out or the Portuguese. This gateway, this river Gambia. Listen, but Peter, maybe your knowledge doesn't, you know, have any background. Maybe you are not well read enough to understand this. You know, when you open your mouth to interview people, it tells a lot about you. Wallahi, Peter. The questions that you ask, we learn a lot. We know a lot about your debt and how shallow you are, Peter. Maybe that's why. Look, maybe coming from the GRTS announcing background and all this, everything is just written in front of you, script. You, Peter, we don't know you for sitting tete-a-tete, face-to-face with presidents or controversial figures or very, very, very temperamental figures, people that are like stubbornly wicked to interview them. Peter, people that can challenge you, people like Trump, you know, every society has its own Trumps. Peter, I don't think you've sat across any table with strong-headed, hot-headed individuals, politically controversial people. Gambia doesn't have these doctors. He says this Ibrahima Silas and Ibrahima, these people are nothing. Come on, man. Come on, come on, come on. Wallahi, come on. Try interviewing Yajame when in his heydays, like I did. And I was just like, I never brag about, and I never called myself Fima Tolu. Fanga Tolu? Then I found that I have a finger touch. Peter Tolu, you offend? Money. Cross all border and get them Senegal, Sanga, and get Nyata Nyola Hamfofu. Tolu Musibala. Senegal, Minga Hamne. Hedbuneka, Gambia, Senegal, Amnenko. So we're just the same, right? We're trying to cross border and get them Dakar, and get Nyata Nyola Faham. Burma wahne ah suma khari suma benam boka Dakar la neka. No, I mean audience to follow you to listen to your shows. They don't even count Gambia over there. Peter Yeramal Gambia, Peter Gomez Yeramal Gambia, nga Yeramal Sabuapa, nga Yeram Nyuni. Yep, Peter. We in the diaspora here, this is what we feel. That it is not time for politics. Billahi, Peter, brother, wallahi, listen to your brother from the same country. Peter, this is not the time for tribal sentiments or tribal nonsense or this tribal bias or this, I don't like them, I don't, so say, okay. This is not time for that, Peter. Billahi, wallahi, this is the time to rescue Gambia. Gambia's at the ER right now. Maybe you don't have the brain cells to understand that. Maybe. That is why you will allow Bartomeu to spew his nonsense without challenging him as a journalist. And you brag that you've been in this game for like close to 40 years or 40 years or so, since I was in nursing school or primary school, really? Hey, Peter, you bring this Ibrahima Sankare to spew another nonsense. incriminating the government, incriminating himself. You know, if Gambia has a serious judicial sector, wallahi Ibrahim Sankara would have been behind bars by now. Oh, yes. Because whatever he did was very, very subjudicial. Extremely subjudicial. Oh, yeah. And Usainu can sue him. Usainu can sue Peter Gomez and West Coast. People, talk to legally minded people. Because your medium, your platform, again, was the conduit for all those peddling of negative energy. Your media house, your medium, and you were the very conveyor belt. They were using it. Ibrahim Sankara was using it. Now this little kid, this musician, was using it. Peter, look at the common denominator over here, Peter. Peter, Adam Barrow has destroyed Gambia's economy in all fronts. Peter Gomez, let me tell you, because I don't think you are well read enough. I don't think you even like to read. Peter, Gambia is in a very dangerous situation right now. You want a dog-eat-dog society in the Gambia because people are so hungry? Look at how frustrated people are. Look at how hungry Gambians are. If they seek medical help, how much of it do they get, Peter? But Peter, the Ports Authority, that could be an income generator, employment, source of employment for our youth. Adam Barrow Jelnako Teelko. Our Gamtel, the same thing. Our Gamcel, the cellular parastatal, the same thing. Now they're talking about our Tangi Bird Reserve, clearing our bushes, our source of oxygen, the trees, cutting them down, selling it to Indians and other special interest groups. Foreigners, Kalilu Wages. Peter, have you ever challenged I'm not saying any, when we say challenge, this is just language, this is just this little semantics here and there. Peter, when we say challenge, we don't expect you to grab them by the throat, no. But Peter, you can politely ask, listen, watch your counterparts across the globe. Listen to people like Mehdi Hassan. They do this politely without using any tribally charged statements. Listen to Mehdi Hassan. Look at these little kids. You are old enough to be their fathers. Look at, there used to be a kid. We used to have a kid. This kid, this Brikama kid, I think, Sultan. Wallahi Sultan. I'm way older than Sultan. But Peter, Sultan does a better job than you, Peter. Wallahi. Sultan does a better job than you at interviewing people. Sultan will challenge you. But Peter, you've been posturing to these Ba Tambidu people, this Ibrahim Sankara, this Ibrahim Silas, and the Barrow government. Maybe that's how you get your advertisements. Sometimes I will not blame you because you live on those little breadcrumbs. Wallahi, how can we blame you? But Peter, when you advocate for tribal nonsense in our country, Peter, you have poked the bear. We're gonna rise to the occasion. Because if you don't understand, if you cannot discern how tribally charged and dangerous Gambia is right now, Peter, that's your business. We will be able to do the opposite. We will discern how tribally charged our little country is, our motherland. That's all we got. Okay? Peter, when Barrow was coming to power, the debt burden of Gambia, the debt that Gambia owes to foreign banks and countries and companies, the IMF and other lenders, $575 million. Barrow tripled the debt. He made it $1.6 billion now. When Barrow was coming to power, Peter, if you are really ngane finger tolof, bufeke tolunga fen, bufeke touching a fen tamit, Peter, you will have called. You are in the Gambia. We are not in the Gambia. Peter, you are lucky. When I was practicing journalism, and I'm not a big, I don't call myself a journalist. But when real journalists were practicing journalism in the Gambia, Peter, nobody was mentioning your name except in the sports sector. Oh, and with all the airtime you had access to broadcast. We had zero access to broadcast. Zero access. But people knew our names. Wallahi. From the Observer, from the Point newspaper, from Citizen FM, their son. Right? You know why? Because we were asking serious questions, no matter how bad it could be sometimes. Some of our colleagues lost their lives on the path, on the road to that journalistic sojourn, you know? But Peter, you just let me down, and you let a big fan of yours down. Wallahi, I've been a very, very great. In fact, I had a conversation with Gambia High School head girl. I remember in the 90s, you know, because we used to have a Sierra Leonean teacher. He used to tell me, you're going to go to GRTS, you're going to be Lamin Manga. Wallahi, that professor used to call me that. So he will ask me to read, you know? So people will call me, at Gambia School, people will call me Lamin Manga, Lamin Manga, Lamin Manga. They used to call me Lamin Manga. And Peter, you started broadcasting way before Lamin Manga. Mm-hmm. Right? But they used to call me Lamin Manga at Gambia School. Billahi, one teacher gave me that name. Because thinking that I would go to GRTS, right? I had a conversation with Gambia High School head girl on one of those occasions when they were calling me Lamima. So the head girl said, you know my star at GRTS, Peter Gomez. I'm like, yes. Peter, mashallah. But Peter, this is how low you can stoop, really? Listen. But maybe I shouldn't. I'm not going to blame you that much. You know, people, if you want to understand somebody's debt, D-E-P-T-H, debt. If you want to understand somebody's debt, how shallow or how deep they are, listen to them when they talk. You know, Peter and Desan, Peter, you have let many Gambians down. Wallahi, it's not just me, a super fan of yours. That's not going to stop me from telling you the truth, Peter. If this was another country, people have been in the street. What that little kid said. And this is not the first time you're encouraging stuff like, you know, like very, very dangerous statements. Ibrahim Sankari came and did it. Instead of just asking them, you know, let's redirect the bearing of the conversation. You didn't do that. In fact, this kid, you were encouraging him, telling him, yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Really? And then you went with that nonsense that you don't speak Mandinka. Correct me if I'm wrong. So you resort to speaking that. You speak Wolof, trying to pander to your Wolof audience. Ah, na you Japanese because so saying that I'm a bang. Wahman in lulunga wahde. But Peter, your days are numbered. Unless if you rectify this. And don't try to take any credit for her bringing these kids. You never brought these kids together. When they met at Turo Dabo, was that on your behest? At your behest? Did you organize that? Did you orchestrate that? Don't tell me Turo called me to get their contact numbers. No. Don't tell me that's not. You had every chance. You know, Peter, you sound like, when I was going to Gambia High School, man, damadan khede, billahi wallahi ta'ala. I'm not a violent person. But as Gambia High School students, that my batchmates, this tribal nonsense was there. Wallahi, it was there. But ndaka nga tindiyele ke dalu junku, albuka malu. A Mandinka's son became president in the Gambia for 30 years. He never attacked the Wolof. He never attacked the Fulas. He never attacked the Jolas. He never attacked the Sarahulis. He never attacked any minority. He, in fact, gave a lot of position and power to the Wolof-speaking people. Banjul became Wolof-dominant when the Wolofs were a minority, a very serious minority in the Gambia. You never gave Jawara that credit. When will you give Mandinka's that credit? Instead, you go out spewing this nonsense, this hatred against this particular tribe. Na kuyatale al far jawre preza yake jane ay surwal so symbola wallahi ndenga remember hanina onkul ñu la ko ral ko surwa ko ka foje fente ñeme mo surat bial ka findal ko man ko tenin pira subhanallah ñin di no bala ñum mal bal yalla en so rafé di amay ka yalla mem pa mo do bo jana bala shola hana man ngi travel ko de ni moy kol kana la fa sangral do mana ka fa antol be ko taja anu ngam nak kerfar ñul almost the same maybe right. But Peter, ninkana binyin ku dangerous statements abole keka. Adala kari ako ha anyenda fatal da manfuta yako mani ko leo sap. Really? Ako ha wolka ika nyole fasa niko alkumo koto. Wolka nyole fasa ikade boycott. Tenen diya ikade. He, subhanallah. So jalba kwete dung. Jalba ay amar samba jamun jane. Subhanallah. Born Africans nyol. Wolfinda jane la. Born African na naman denkili ka ni mani kakawana. Namari meman. Toldin diya watol. But jumala ki fasa no. Majority mandinkal. Bon African yele traw yele denklo la jan sur wa kawon la jan ne na man denke klinje ya fini ne man ga kawon la jan maslo ñol be mam tam serigne jay ñol be jumala ka fini ke support am nga man ningol mam tam serigne jay rahimahullah jumala ka fini ke support am nga man ningol usulay jay ñol jumala ka fini ke support am nga man ningol Gambia national squad football team wodmo e ka ka ñim bañu ngol drone ka traje jawra jamano la bañu ngol wana Gambia ba ka tanu han jan ninja kabim coach passware fagnul nata yi onda savini ko you know what passware wor mon to leka interview no observer a decentralized akata mon ma han basse wolen das the first time Gambia started to appear to carve its mark on the global scene internationally when it comes to football onda savini nata yi bakar wol boy dunia kon right kabim passware fagnul nata ye ko decentralized but wor mo Gambia squad dol dinde ma jawra jamano a be nyim bagnon ko leke badi won ni olympic finance le yi badi won sambana ko I have access to information here, and I'll spew those info. I'll reveal them. nga kodoke do bije pita yalon kendeke ay pita loye nyolon kendeke mari jons rahimahullah nyolon kendeke kada borambo nyolon kendeke kodoke nying lonkelin ayinki kofri la dado do ndara je ngo fengo nga ko banara ko nyako nying kodoke nyin nabuga ben ngay munen Gambia Olympics Committee la ko nyin kodoke corrupt bag mo la tikero mo nyada kata mina Olympics a din sungu ni mo mel ko denan merol na din nani ses Olympics a la family samba Olympics tikero mel ko Gambia sports official ni dakata ji nyim bias mu meke da jen mani ko lo fanak yala to la Allah nyim mal balyan yenta ñune bulala billahi wala na la nyim banko alman tanga nako karam adol albe boral bitami ala juma no adol juma re no anon pita you mark my word nali if you infuriate a section of Gambia especially the mandinkas ni mo le la show boycott jam billahi tala nga foye musinaaji be juma la bi la moy la sain kadu those people imagine ñen dino medium kante attacko ni ajala ala carrière mandate man ngol ma support so wala sain natra itabe jele kam mina peter let's here's the litmus test natra if you think that I'm drunk peter you need to be drug tested if you think that I'm drunk and what I'm saying is nonsensical attack is a musician right I man ngol la lack of support ni akuma ngol le ma support wala sab akuma if you cut to the chase if you boil everything down it will go to this it will come to this ako nya yate dafa wara tollu fum warona tollu dafa warona gone global or international but nyaka support from the maninka base blah 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 and those maninkas they support their own people but really subhanallah really maninkas never supported Maslow Ousmane Ndiaye hein ak Jabari Ousmane Ndiaye tamit subhanallah so Peter if this is affecting attack has a bigger fan base than you because you don't need to know English, you don't need to be educated, you don't need to understand politics, you don't need to understand the events in the Gambia in order to be a fan of attack. But you, your support base is more volatile than attack. So you can, any Tom, Dick and Harry can just jump and admire somebody's music, but you, your production is a journalistic production. You have to cater to people with the basic understanding of what's going on for them to tune to your radio to understand it and to stay tuned and connected. So Peter, attack has a bigger, a wider scope than you, but he is suffering from, if we will go by what he said, he's suffering from that lack of support and encouragement from the Mandinka base. And you are risking the same thing. If we should go by the nonsense both of you are spewing and you are encouraging it. So if attack is not supported by Mandinkas, he's suffering. Peter, what makes you think that if we go by what that kid is spewing, the nonsense he's saying, if we go by that, what convinces you that you're not going to suffer the same thing if you don't have the Mandinka support? And Peter, I guarantee, wallahi, there are so many people in the Gambia, they are not Mandinka, but they are very fluent in Mandinka. Peter, you have to understand that you are just new to this scene. I'm not saying you are new to journalism. No. Peter, you are very new to this digital broadcasting like this, go to YouTube, create your own YouTube channel. Peter, you are very new to that. There are kids in the Gambia, you're old enough to be their grandparents. They can lecture you about how to create a YouTube channel and if you want to reach a wider outreach. They know those and they know what buttons to push in order to get a bigger audience. Okay? Peter, you don't understand this maybe. If what Attack is saying is really true, his lack of support from the Mandinka base is harming him this way. What makes you think that the same thing is not going to harm you if what he is saying is true? Adam Barrow has destroyed Gambia. Peter, we never see you invite ministers and challenge them just like the little kid Sultan we used to do. Sultan, I don't know Sultan personally, so don't tell me, oh, I don't know Furun Mielankal Kafara, Brigham Connection, Kajal Kore, Brigham Connection. Somebody attacked us before. Yala to la lenin nonsense, and that stop lale. A lenin anti Mandinkan nonsense, and don't know Kafintan Kafale. God, but I told Subhanallah. Sultan didn't merento, Wakamul interview Nyaming, Aki interrogate Lemafai, I Kulubalak, and Abukamuning, Ala Langwe Fombuka Hash. But I ifankanako, this guy is interested in getting to the truth. But Peter, ite bata mi sama na gene bata mi mo la kenole sika ka di nyin chepela bina min futula ay mo la banko la diplomat passport adia la family member la Peter ye bata mi interview wala ba the guy came, you just gave him a tap on his wrist and you think that you live in this bubble. Peter, you living in fantasy land. Maybe you living in fantasy land. This is just some delusions, some personal fables. Fuma tollu fanga tollu. Yo Dakar sa sofa de me ken hamul la fofu demal Dakar nga set Gambia journalism, we are behind. Football, we are behind. Everything Gambia, we are behind. There are certain people that are trying to, you know, make sure we rise up and we rise above. But people like you, Peter, the way you're doing this thing, this and Peter, it tells me a lot about you. And you have lost a fan today. Let me tell you that. Wallahi, you have lost a fan. Not anymore. That's not going to continue. Because mediocrity is not going to be incentivized in our midst. Wallahi, whenever you guys come with this nonsense, with this stupidity, we will rise to the occasion and address you. Definitely. Whether you like kini or lakina. Whether you like it or not, Anambaro is destroying Gambia. Peter, every now and then, you will hear 360 million missing at Central Bank, or GPA, or fee, Fale, 300 missing, 300 million missing. Peter, why don't you? You are in the Gambia. We are not in the Gambia. With all this bragging, your cloud could not bring these people to speak the truth. You cannot talk to power. You are not even with Yatris anymore. You have all the liberty to ask any question you want, Peter. But taking an example from Batambedu, You gave Ba that free pass. He came in there reading from that script. I don't know. You know, he appeared. He sounded like he was reading from a script. He went around maybe 30 minutes or more. Peter, you're not a journalist. Come on, you're an announcer. That's what Yartis trained you to do, maybe. Or reading like a, doing like a sports show. But like political journalism, investigative journalism, Peter, come on, you're just very new to that. You are very, very new to that. If this was Mustafa K. Dabo or Sultan, or even the little kid at Kerfato, Gajigo, wallahi, they're very polite, but they will still put their questions across. They will challenge you, but they will challenge you politely just to get to the bottom of the truth, Peter. And you are bragging. We never hear those kids bragging, and you are old enough to be their grandparents. We never hear Sultan bragging. Akfimotolu, really? Praying that people will boycott them so that, you know, because you think those are, Peter, if Mandingas boycott you, okay, badingolo, alafanga nying ako, I mean from kombe nga moikodi, amanjer nga fella wakankote, lo ni mo nge boycott nga jibin, intamanka Mandinga tide, but wallahi moja mahali biye miyan ko, ndol gambela samata, ndol bolo noma, ndol biye not interested in journalism, wala sa Peter, man media house, man lansino fo nyini gambia, broadcast license, karnalan ko sa nga yin nyini fambarot hadla mon, ay ndol lon, Ndola la jabo dadima atol sifali katole enkuri Peter Gomez. Ide political journalism. Anene Peter jele political journalism. Peter, you are very new to that scene. You know what? Harama yemalfis mawa.